Imagine witnessing a chimpanzee carrying straw outdoors to prepare for an approaching cold front. This is exactly what Franz de Waal observed with Franje at Berger Zoo, a moment that challenged centuries of assumptions about animal intelligence. For too long, we've underestimated the cognitive abilities of our fellow creatures, trapped in our human-centered perspective. The question isn't whether animals can think, but whether we're perceptive enough to recognize their unique forms of intelligence. When videos of crows solving complex puzzles or elephants mourning their dead go viral, we're glimpsing something profound, minds different from our own, yet sophisticated in ways we're only beginning to understand. The cognitive revolution in animal studies isn't just changing science, it's transforming how we see our place in the natural world, revealing that we exist on a continuum of intelligence rather than standing alone at its pinnacle. Every species inhabits its own perceptual universe, what biologist Jakob von Uexkow called Umwelt, uniquely adapted to its evolutionary needs. While ticks navigate by temperature and butyric acid, bees see ultraviolet patterns and snakes detect infrared radiation, experiencing a thermal landscape invisible to humans. Scientists once thought these different perceptual worlds were beyond human comprehension. However, discoveries like echolocation proved otherwise. The real obstacle wasn't scientific limitation, but our anthropocentric bias, judging animal intelligence by human standards. This bias led to flawed conclusions. Gibbons appeared unintelligent until tested with tools suited to their anatomy. Elephants demonstrated tool use when given trunk-appropriate implements. Chimpanzees revealed complex cognition once researchers switched from spoken to sign language. Consider how dolphins might judge us, beings unable to echolocate or communicate through underwater acoustics. Our habit of measuring intelligence against human capabilities reveals more about our own limitations than those of other species. The study of animal minds developed along two competing paths, comparative psychology's controlled lab experiments versus ethology's natural habitat observations. Each approach, while valuable, had significant limitations in isolation. Japanese primatologists bridged this divide in the 1950s by naming and tracking individual monkeys, acknowledging their unique personalities. Their documentation of Emo's potato washing innovation demonstrated both creativity and cultural learning in primates. Behaviorism's rigid framework reduced animal behavior to mere stimulus-response patterns, rejecting mental states entirely. Their methods often relied on food deprivation, producing results that reflected desperation rather than natural intelligence. The clever hands case, where a horse appeared to do arithmetic but was actually reading human cues, rightfully emphasized the need for controlled experiments. However, this led to excessive skepticism that often dismissed legitimate evidence of animal intelligence. Modern research now integrates controlled experiments with field observations, using technology to study animals in natural settings. This approach has uncovered remarkable capabilities in various species, from tool-making crows to empathetic elephants and problem-solving dolphins. Wolfgang Kohler's experiments with Sultan the chimpanzee revealed animal problem-solving through insight, not just trial and error. When faced with out-of-reach bananas, Sultan stacked boxes and made tools, demonstrating animals could mentally solve problems before acting. Intelligence requires adaptation, not just brain size. Bee wolves navigate using complex visual landmarks, while paper wasps recognize individual faces despite tiny brains. Tool use spans the animal kingdom. New Caledonian crows craft wire hooks, octopuses use coconut shells as shelters, and sea otters maintain personal rock tools. Birds with radically different neural structures than mammals display remarkable intelligence. Betty the crow invented wire hooks for tasks, while Alex the African gray parrot learned hundreds of object, color, and shape labels. When Ayumu, the chimpanzee, outperformed university students at memory tasks, it proved other species can excel in specific cognitive domains. Each species possesses unique mental abilities, shaped by evolution and environment. Intelligence isn't singular, but a diverse set of specialized adaptations. In chimpanzee society, elderly male Yaron displayed political prowess by strategically allying with a younger challenger against the alpha male, securing power despite his age. This Machiavellian intelligence, the ability to navigate complex social dynamics through alliances, reveals sophisticated cognition beyond basic instincts. Social cognition manifests across species according to their social structures. Rhesus monkeys deduce dominance relationships by observing unfamiliar individuals, while ravens detect hierarchy violations in audio playbacks. This triadic awareness forms the foundation of social intelligence. Cooperation extends beyond humans. Chimpanzees collaborate on tasks too difficult for individuals, choosing partners based on reliability and sharing rewards fairly. Coral trout demonstrate sophisticated cooperation by recruiting moray eels as hunting partners, using gestures to guide them toward hidden prey. Elephants maintain complex social networks, recognizing numerous individuals across decades and coordinating group movements through subtle communication. These abilities reflect evolutionary adaptations to group living, where success depends on understanding intentions and forming strategic alliances. The cognitive demands of social life may have driven brain evolution across species, creating parallel adaptations for navigating interpersonal dynamics, suggesting social intelligence as the most common form of cognitive sophistication in animals. The ability to mentally travel through time, remembering the past and anticipating the future, was long considered uniquely human. Yet evidence shows many animals possess these capacities, challenging assumed boundaries between human and animal minds. Scrub jays demonstrate episodic-like memory by remembering what food they cached, where they hid it, and when. They retrieve perishable foods first, showing time awareness. Santino, a zoo chimpanzee, collected rocks before opening hours to throw at visitors later, even concealing his preparations when keepers intervened, suggesting both planning and understanding of others' intentions. Self-control appears in species from chimpanzees to crows. In experiments similar to the marshmallow test, many animals wait for preferred rewards over immediate lesser ones, showing both impulse control and future thinking. Some animals also show metacognition, awareness of their own knowledge states. Dolphins and monkeys selectively skip difficult memory test trials they're uncertain about, suggesting they monitor their own certainty levels. These capabilities suggest consciousness extends beyond humans. While defining consciousness remains challenging, evolutionary continuity makes it unlikely it emerged suddenly in humans alone. When Pepsi, an Asian elephant at the Bronx Zoo, recognized a mirror mark on his forehead, he demonstrated self-awareness, once thought uniquely human. This ability exists in great apes, elephants, dolphins, and magpies, species separated by hundreds of millions of years of evolution. Their convergent evolution reveals how similar cognitive traits emerge in distant species under similar pressures. Self-awareness manifests beyond mirrors. Elephants differentiate between human languages and groups, notably distinguishing threatening Maasai voices from non-threatening Kamba voices in Kenya, displaying sophisticated categorization abilities. Octopuses showcase cognitive sophistication through a different evolutionary path. With their distributed nervous systems, they solve complex puzzles, recognize individual humans, and use tools, demonstrating intelligence unlike any vertebrate. Though animal cognition studies initially faced skepticism as anthropomorphic projection, research has revealed widespread cognitive abilities paralleling human capacities. Moving beyond our anthropocentric view reveals a world of diverse intelligences, each adapted to unique challenges, enriching our understanding of cognition's many forms across Earth's history.